From Tidbits on September 20th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist Notable Software Updates by Tidbit Staff. Dialectic 1.7. JN Software has released Dialectic 1.7, a significant update to its popular telephony software for Mac OS X. Dialectic is a Tidbits favorite. See, Dialectic simplifies dialing any type of phone back in April of 2008. That lets you manage the telephone calls you make, regardless of what type of phone you use. New features in version 1.7 include 64-bit compatibility under Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard, support for Exchange, CardDev, and LDAP accounts, and more and better support for a wide range of devices like the Magic Jack and Astra IP phones. The software requires Mac OS X 10.4 Tiger or higher. Full release notes are available. Transmit 4.1.1. Panic has updated its file transfer software Transmit to version 4.1.1. The full release notes list nearly 5 dozen fixes, but here's the overview. Transmit Disk, the feature that lets you mount remote FTP, SFTP, Amazon S3, and other servers on your desktop as if they were connected hard disks, has been vastly improved, offering full compatibility with 64-bit kernels, improved Mobile Me support, better deletion, and ending its reliance on Mac Fuse. The update also adds more language localizations, reduces memory usage during file transfers, fixes a slew of cosmetic bugs, and plays more nicely with symlinks and redirected items. Mars Edit 3.1. Red Sweater Software has updated their blog editing software Mars Edit to version 3.1. The new version is now 64-bit compatible. Additionally, a variety of new features have been introduced, including new per-blog setting to constrain uploaded images to preset sizes, support for Lightroom 3 media libraries, and plugin support in the rich text editor so you can view embedded movies, for instance. The update also fixes bugs, including one that caused a blank preview window and another that prevented the ejection of external media volumes. Full release notes are available at Red Sweater's website. Save Screeny 2.0. Long ago, our article, How to Change Screen Capture Formats, in June of 2005, prompted Christian Franz to create a small utility called Save Screeny to ease the process of changing macOS X's default screenshot format. 5 years later, Christian's CFX software has released the free Save Screeny 2.0. It now supports a number of additional file formats, 10 in all, and enables you to set the default location and base name for screenshots. Save Screeny 2.0 requires Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard or later and works on both Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. So if you prefer a screenshot format other than Mac OS X's default of PNG, or would prefer that your screenshots end up somewhere other than on the desktop, give Save Screeny a try. 1Password 3.4.1. The fine folks at Agile Web Solutions have released 1Password 3.4.1, an incremental update to their popular password management utility. Among the included updates is partial support for Firefox 4 betas, but note that autosave and HTTP authentication don't yet work. The update also greatly improves the sync conflict resolver, making it far simpler to diagnose and repair conflicts, including Dropbox syncing issues. Other fixes include improved localization, optimizations for 1Password Anywhere, and more. Full release notes are available. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.